see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle. The lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry, hunger is bad, and the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the truth about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. It's going.
And welcome to the Watcher for Jesus program this afternoon. My name is Thomas Gambell. I am the host of this program, and welcome. Today, we're going to talk about a little bit about the Bundy deception. I talked a lot about it yesterday. I don't want to spend a whole lot of time on it. It's just like the same. It's a deception. It's a total deception. So why spend a lot of time on talking about a deception? This is going to be something else next week or week after. You see, it's going to be a falling, I don't know, satellite the big as a school bus again, or they'll just pick something out of the sky, no pun intended, and they'll say, here it is, warning tsunami coming on the East Coast. Or they'll say, I don't know, a satellite's going to fall on everybody's head, or there'll be Fukushima again. I haven't heard Fukushima, so I guess it's time now to pull that one out of the lottery and scare the dickens out of people with Fukushima. Whatever happened to Fukushima? Whatever happened to the birth defects and across the United States? And, I don't know. What about the dying and the dead of the radioactivity from Fukushima? What happened to it? Nobody dying? And nothing on YouTube? Nothing on Facebook? Where's the pictures of people deformed and all burned up from radioactivity? Where'd it go? What happened to it? Maybe decided to go in it. Nobody's talking about it anymore. What happened? Seriously. Well, some folks over in Japan, one I know, said, man, nothing's going on over there. You know, they had, in the 50s and 60s time frame, over 900 atomic bombs to go off in testing in Nevada. That's raw nuclear energy. They had a nuclear bomb go off in Hiroshima, Nagasaki, and their flourishing cities, big ones too. What happened? What happened? Something's not right. Somebody's lying somewhere. Again. So what happened to Fukushima? You just dissipate? Maybe it'll come around again. You see, they want to keep you all in fear. Granted, some of these things happen, but when it doesn't happen, they make it up. To keep everybody in fear all the time. And then the controlled opposition, the Joneses, no pun intended, with the megaphones and all this, just ratting and raving and for the period of time, and then they go to something else, and then they go to something else, then they go to something else. Every single time. You see? Granted, there are Chinese and Russian troops inside the United States. Of that, you can be rest assured. But they've been here since 1993, and some even before that, of course. Something happened. What happened? They weren't able to put together their New World Order. They've tried many times to set it up, but it's failed every time to go to its fruition. God's in control. This is something that the Congress, the presidencies, the Joint Chief of Staff, sometimes I wonder really what they mean by joints, considering some decisions they make. What are they really talking about when they say joints, Chief? I wonder. Maybe they're making them legal, if you know what I mean. The only solution, that's the only cause I can think of, some of the cross-eyed selections and decisions they've made, and being members of the Council of Foreign Relations, maybe there's a lot of joints going on up there. Or a lot of covens, if you know what I'm talking about. Well, I mean that. Because that's exactly what the Knights of Malta dealt with, is covens. Witchcraft. Freemasonry at the highest level. I don't think I say it enough. I say it every broadcast, but it's still not enough. To let you all know who the real enemy is. And of the enemy is the secret societies, as JFK talked about before he was murdered, by them, and the Jesuits of the Roman Catholic Church, the CIA, Mafia, Mossad, whatever. They will fail in what they're trying to do. They will not succeed. It's not even possible. They won't find that out till it's too late. You see, God is in control. That's why it's never worked. But they have made inroads, and you know why? Because in America specifically, in Europe they're placated. They're making inroads because we're changing our laws to go against the Bible. And when that happens, judgment will come upon that nation. And Martin Luther King warned us. He warned us about that. Prophetic, no doubt about it. No question. But you're going to find a lot of articles. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast here in a second or so. It's usually a long second, but hang in there. There's a lot of hitting on Jesus married Mary Magdalene. Oh, we found a new papyrus deep inside the cavern, something, whatever, I don't know what. And it's in Hebrew. Only I can read it, you know, that kind of thing. Oh, I can read the Torah code and the Bible code, which is nonsense. The Bible code might as well be just like Mother Goose rhymes. That literally. It's a fraud and a fake, just like the shroud. The shroud is a fraud and a fake. That shroud. It's a shroud looking just like Sananda Emmanuel, the fallen angel, and the fake Jesus that's coming. The real Jesus will wipe it all clean. They have no chance of defeating the coming Jesus Christ. But before then, there must come tribulation. Before then, they're going to try to placate the world with this extraterrestrial nonsense. It's going to be big. It's going to happen in one day. Whatever it is, you'll know when it happens. The family, today I want to talk about the coming world crisis and some news that I'll put in perspective. And this bunny deception is going to go and go and go now. You know, you see, now they've got the they got it out in the public view. Now they're going to use it, squeeze it clean. Every drop of lemon juice is coming out. Now he's made racist remarks. Oh, he's hurt his cause now. Pray tell. Isn't that convenient? And now he's just going to keep on, like Paulus, whatever her name is, the cooking girl or something. They dig up something back 30 years ago. Paula Deen or something or other. Eastern Star. Yeah, buddy. Yeah. So they pull it out to cause that racial card. You know why? To make sure the Hispanics, the blacks, and the whites don't get together and say, wait a minute, the secret societies are the ones that's evil and causing us to fight each other. No, they're causing us to fight each other, so it keeps us busy. Well, go ahead and stay busy. It worked in 1860, and I guess it's going to work now until somebody wakes up and say, oh, they're causing us to fight each other. And then they're going to turn around and look, if they ever woke up, and say, John, yes, and they're going to say, aren't you a Freemason? And then one of the colonels going to say, General, aren't you a Knights of Malta? Well, I heard about the Knights of Malta. Watch him squirm. Like he's got a hot coal in his pants. And know about the blood oath that the Knights of Malta takes against you. And against the country. And against God. Don't be fooled by Knights Templar. Now, granted, they may be so deceived, they actually believe they're doing the right thing. But that's still no excuse to make up their own gospel. They're going to be stripped naked as a jaybird the day they came in, and they'll leave naked too. God is going to judge them with no clothes on. You understand what I mean? The good deeds aren't even considered. Good deeds are as filthy as rags. It's whether or not they've accepted Jesus Christ. If they've accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, that's the ticket, so to speak. Not to minimize it by saying it in that way, but that's the only way. And if they are, and if they really did repent of their sins, they took Jesus Christ as their Savior, asked Him to come in their life, then the fruits of the Spirit is going to come down upon them, and they will show it. And then you're going to have courageous whistleblowers that's going to tell the truth, no matter what. Just like JFK, just like Martin Luther King, just like Malcolm X, just like Bobby Kennedy, Larry McDonald, Russo, Bill Cooper. Except all those have something in common. They're all dead by assassination. David Wilkerson, assassination. Oh, yeah, check it out. Go look. Go check it out, how he died. He would not bow down like Billy Graham and Copeland and Hagee and Joyce Myers and Osteen and Benny Heine Hinn or whatever. He didn't bow down to them like they did, to the world church, the Vatican. David Wilkerson was a man of God. A real man of God, and he would not bow down to anybody. Ravenworth, many others. But David Wilkerson was one of the last ones. You'll find a lot of them today that used to preach the gospel hard and fast and tough are turning out to be Calvinist, preterist, the Baldwins, and all these guys. Family, they're preaching. Rick Joyner, Rick Warren, they're preaching rebellion. That's against Romans 13. God will put a nation that's pagan over His people if they are rebellious and disobedient. And that those people will not succeed in overturning it. We never have in our entire history have we ever won a revolution. Oh, eyebrows going up, chins dropping to the ground. That's right. Now they're telling you that now. They want you to know. We never won the Revolutionary War. Get that through your head. We're a colony of England right now and today. Well, Canada, you are too. Australia, so are you. And British Israel, the fake Israel, with the hexagram as their Star of David. That's about blood sacrifice and witchcraft. And our own Stars and Stripes. Oh, man, it pains me to tell you. Those are pentagrams. Family, this world, Satan is God of this world. But God of the Bible is the king. He allows Satan certain latitude because of the sins and us turning away. And the more we turn away from God, the more latitude, the more rope he gives Satan to operate because we turn away from God. What do you expect? When you enslave a nation since 1712, the blacks have been enslaved from 17 to 1960 in this country of the free. The Indians were massacred, man. Hitler didn't have anything over what we did to the Indians in the late 1800s and early 1900s. We massacred men, women, and children for the Illuminati. That's not normal history, but it's there. See, history is written by the winners. And unfortunately, and amazingly, in a bad way, history was pre-planned in every case. Here's the rub. They're telling you the same thing I'm telling you now. And you know why they're letting all this out? Because they want you to know. Now that they got things pretty well set up, their trick is they want you to know about the worthlessness of the United States government. But it doesn't stop there. They want you to know the worthlessness of the European government, of the Greek government, of the Turkish government. Every government in the world, they want you to know, is evil. Yeah, because they have a solution. It's called the One World Order for Peace. And that's a bigger lie than the ones have been telling all along anyway. That's the tricky part that the people's not telling you. Is they're showing you the evil now. That's their dialectic that they're revealing because they're ready to. And that tells you something there. So we're going to show you we have something better for world peace, and 90% of the population will accept it. But first they must have chaos. We're tired of fighting. Really? Oh, yeah, they should be because they're the one causing it. We want peace. Really, we do too. So let's form peace together. We are the world. Let's sing a song, hold hands, and get out the microchips. Ow. Bring out the FEMA camps. Ow. That's what they're getting ready to do. But will Americans fight? Well, let's see. Hey, Bundy, you're Illuminati. Work behind the scenes with the feds, and let's see what they do. Bundys are setting you up. Just like Beck, Hannity, Limbaugh, the whole doggone lot of them. Called controlled opposition. And we buy off on it every single time. Because people don't research. They don't study. They don't pray. Notice I said about Rousseau, Cooper, JFK, Martin Luther King, Larry McDonald, many of them have something in common. Congress Lady Schaefer, they all have something in common. They were assassinated. And so, wait a minute. What about ones living today? They're still living. That's odd. Is it not? Can anybody put this together? Don't take Watson to figure it out and tell Sherlock to figure that one out. But notice a lot of the controlled opposition at some of the shows, they never talk about the Knights of Malta as the evil. And boy, they are totally evil. They go back centuries and centuries and centuries of planning this operation, passed from one generation of Knights of Malta to the next. Rosicrucians to high-level Freemasons. And you know what the rub on that one is? It's sandpaper, man. That's the rub it is, because the Illuminati, the Great White Brotherhood. Look it up. Look it up and stop being lazy. The Great White Brotherhood, they're going to kill every Freemason that's on the rolls in the entire United States plus. Chapter 5, take on time and go look at it. Read the darn thing. Now, don't go ask your Master Mason or your Grand Inspector General. They're going to lie to you. You do it yourself. You can do it. You know how to use a computer. Find the protocols and learn the Elders of Zion. And go to chapter 15. Oh, heck, read the whole thing. But chapter 15, Roman numeral X and a V. I know that was going to be a long second. We'll dedicate the broadcast. And I'm fired up. It's Friday anyway. Family, the reason I bring these things up, because I'm hoping the Knights of Malta members and the Chiefs of Staff, and I don't know who else, will hear me and realize that they're in danger too. That's why I bring it up. I'm not attacking anybody. Who am I to attack anybody? I'm a nobody. I'm just a little old guy here. Well, too much more donuts. I might not be a little old guy. But anyway, here in Mount Airy, North Carolina. Yeah, that's where I'm at. Andy Griffinville. Trying to get the word out to the truth. To humankind. Because the Great White Brotherhood is coming to get you. And this is no sensational threat or whatever it is or whatever. This is reality. It's all coming around. It's going by the book. What's that book? King James Bible. Perfectly. Lord, today we come before you in prayer. And Lord, we send this prayer in the name of Jesus Christ and dedicate to this broadcast. And Lord, we thank you for this day. And Lord, thank you for being able to see and hear this morning. And Lord, we're blessed because you are a forgiving God and an understanding God. And Lord, we know, we acknowledge that you've done so much for us that you keep on blessing us in ways that sometimes we don't take the time to test, to check, to see. Forgive us this day for everything we've done. We name them to you, Lord. Anything we've said or thought that was not pleasing to you, Father, we lift up to you. We ask you now for your forgiveness and to keep us safe from all danger and harm. And Lord, to help us to start today with a new attitude and just plenty of gratitude. Father, if we don't see it, to open up our eyes with discernment and wisdom. Let us make the best of each and every day to clear our minds that we can hear from you, to protect us with the blood of Jesus, that our souls will be able to work, to operate, to have the peace when we study and worship. And witness. Broaden our mind, Lord, that we can accept all things, or let us not whine through whimper over things we have no control over. Father, to let us continue to see sin through God's eyes and acknowledge it as evil. And Lord, when I sin or think these thoughts or do certain things, that Lord, let us repent. Confess with our mouth wrongdoings. And receive that forgiveness of God to take that burden off. And Lord, when this world starts to close in, to cause us to remember through the Holy Spirit about Jesus' example, to slip away, find a quiet place to pray. And Father, that's the best response when we're pushed beyond our limits. But Lord, we know that you won't put more upon us than what we can handle. When we can't pray, that you listen to the heart, you continue to use us to do your will, Lord. Continue to bless me, bless us, bless those that's praying, that we may be a blessing to others in divine appointments and keep us strong, that we can help the weak. And those lost. And Lord, to help us when we fall away, to put us back on the right track with that conviction. We pray that you keep us uplifted that we'll have words of encouragement for others. We pray for those that are lost and can't find their way. We pray for those that are misunderstood. We pray for those that don't know you intimately. We pray for those that will turn away without sharing the prayer with others. We pray for those that don't believe. And Lord, we thank you that you've given us belief, that you haven't taken that away by our disobedience. Father, we believe that God changes people and God changes things. Lord, we do pray for all our brothers and sisters and for healing of our family members that are in need of healing. We pray for peace, love, and joy in the homes that they get out of debt or they get their families together or whatever it may take, that their needs are met. We pray that every ear hears say that there's no problems or circumstances or situation that's greater than God. Every battle is in your hands for you to fight. Sometimes, Lord, you may have to humble us, take that pride away so we can be able to receive your blessings. Teach us how to forgive so we can be forgiven. We pray that these words be received into the hearts of every eye that sees them and every ear that hears, every mouth that confesses them willingly. That we have no problems, that we have situations, opportunities, and challenges, that there's no problem that you can't help because greater is he in you than the rest of the world. We pray for the veterans, for their healing, to silence those voices that's being caused by the psychotropic drugs and supernatural means that they don't know about. Father, we pray for those children that's being sought after to be used for sacrifice of these Wiccan, Satanists, and all the like. And Lord, to send down those angels to protect us, Lord, when we do your work. And Father, we call upon you to strip down the protection of the Wiccan, the Satanists, and all the like. And Father, to bind the Holy Spirit to their hearts and use this as a guide to your Son, Jesus. And Father, for those that can be set free from the mind control of Satan. That's why, Father, we pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our debt. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Thus begins the weekend. Family, I don't do predictions and all that kind of thing, and I'm not Bishop Gamble. I'm not Apostle Gamble. I don't wear purple robes or any of that nonsense or little hats that run around this, that, and the other. Family, all that don't mean a thing. When we all stand before the throne, where the judgment seat of Christ for those who accept Jesus for rewards will not be with the same ones at the great white throne at the end of the 1,000 years, they're going to be punished for eternity. They've already started attacking the doctrines in very sneaky ways. Copeland, Joyce Myers, Eastern Star, Copeland, Freemason, Hagen, a bunch of others, say that Jesus Christ went to hell and was beat up and stepped on. Oh, I got the recordings, family. The most evil thing I've ever heard Joyce Myers and Copeland talk about. Unbelievable that Jesus Christ was beat up, jumped on the chest by demons. I got her words. Clear. That should count for something, that she's a false prophet and a false teacher, just like Copeland, Hagee, and all the rest of them. There's no four blood moons. Mark Blitz and the rest of them, there's no four blood moons. There's one. The sixth seal. Revelation 6, 12 to 17. Go look at it. There's only one. You'll not find one from the first seal to the seventh bowl, brought on the seven bowls by the seventh trumpet. In a seven-year period, only one blood moon. Now, you got all kinds of eclipses and, I don't know, la-di-da-da coming along the way. Whoopie-doo. Now, they can cause things to happen by harp and technology. And remember, Satan is prince of the air. So he can do all kinds of supernatural whiz-bang, smoke and mirrors, lies and wonders. Did you get all that? That's because it's like a peacock. A peacock spreads its feathers to scare people. All it is colored. You can still put him on his chicken, and you might think it's chicken. It's not going to scare you a bit. But that's what he does. He spreads his peacock feathers out, hoping to scare the dickens out of people, when actually he's already defeated. Don't take the cross lightly. They're coming out saying that Jesus married Mary Magdalene. That's what the Merovingian bloodline, Queen Elizabeth types and all them believe, that they're the offspring of Jesus and Mary. I'm not going to go into that right now. Just telling you that's enough. They're talking about hell and how it's being misused and abused. Well, the King James Bible overrides them. They still think that Satan is down there in hell, directing where people go. No, when Satan's put in hell, that's his punishment. Not down there yet. Fallen angels, same thing. They're not down there. Demons are down there tormenting those souls who rejected Jesus Christ and are dead. Second death is separation from God. The first death is the body that's in the ground asleep. The second death is when the soul is separated from God as spiritual death. That's the two deaths. Now they're coming out, setting up the thought of hell from a New Age perspective. Got it this morning. Jumping off from a handful of gospel passages, American Christians are being looked at, being targeted as having a wrong theology. The King James Bible is perfect, inerrant word of God. Nobody can prove otherwise. They can spout off, but they'll never prove it. And they never have, and they never will. Until you have disclosure, that will be the falling away. At that point, yeah, it will happen. That's when you're going to see aliens. But they're not aliens, family. I'm telling you right now. These are fallen angels, and their 100% direction is going to be straight down to hell. They are not forgiven. They cannot be forgiven. They didn't have an Adam and Eve. They knew the supernatural. They knew what they were doing. They just said, oh, snap, we lost. They might have said, not snap, but that you understand the point of reference. Uh-oh, we lost. We weren't as powerful as we thought we were. They're talking about the gospel, which Jesus Christ speaks about eternal punishment for sinners in the afterlife, they're now bringing up that believers conjure up visions of cosmic torture chamber in which those who reject God or commit sins, there's no degree of sin, without repentance, they're subject to endless torment, punishment for their transgression, and that is correct. It is right. However, they're trying to downplay it. And that's exactly what the fallen angels are going to do. That's what some of these, neurosurgeon that got his little debut from his allegedly dying on the operating table or something, shows up with a book and Oprah Winfrey. That he talked to an angel that led him around, like, I don't know, like you come to Mount Airy and tour guide's going to lead you around haunted houses and show you the Andy Griffin Theater. Well, this angel led this guy around, this neurosurgeon, a serious fraud, and told him that you have nothing to worry about. roughly that all sins are forgiven and no such thing as sins or whatever. That's a lie from the pit of hell. I don't doubt what he saw, an angel. But wasn't the angel of God, is a fallen angel. And as a matter of fact, when they knew they were angels, was during the 18th century. Swedenborg, who created the religion, as always, some religions created by man, led by the fallen angels, called universalism. Uh-huh. Well, Swedenborg, part truth, part fact, part lie, says that all the angels do is lie. For one to believe is to be a fool. He's telling the truth there. And they hate the word Jesus Christ. They hate to hear that by one man's sin, the earth was condemned, but one man, the world was redeemed, and that was Jesus Christ, who had no sin. Saying now, coming up this week, quote, is a ghastly analog to equally crude and comical visions of heaven as a place where the righteous are rewarded with angels, wings, and an eternity of harp lessons. These people have no idea what they're doing. You don't mock God. They don't understand what's going on. They say that Plato, Socrates, has given us the most cogent critique of the common view. Some of the greatest Christian theologians have shown that they understand and agree with it. Yeah, you know why? I tell you exactly why they agree with it. They're not going to tell you this. But I am. Here's exactly the reason why they all agree with that nonsense. According to Socrates, most people assume that when a person does something bad, he deserves retributive punishment in the form of inflicted suffering. Hell, as it's depicted in the imagination, is modeled on his view. It's where evildoers are sent to suffer punishment deservedly for their sins. But Socrates, that these theologians agree with, implies this view makes no sense. Now, actually, that's the, Einstein was an atheist, turned believer in God, but a different God. He couldn't believe in a God of judgment. He said that the reason he couldn't believe in that was because we were created in the image of God. So when he commits judgment upon mankind, he's essentially judging himself. That's something Einstein couldn't accept. So basically what I read here in summary is that they don't believe in an eternal hell. They talk about the penal system, and they're going to get rid of the penal system, by the way. It's coming. Watch how they're going to start releasing felons. It's coming. And when they release them, they're going to use them for security services, mercenaries, jobs that you're not going to do because you're not going to be here, according to them. And they'll always be beholden to those that release them from prison. So they'll be loyal. That's how they do it. Yeah. On the words of theologian David Bentley Hart, what we call hell is nothing but the rage and remorse of the soul that will not yield itself to love. In refusing to open itself to mercy and glory of God, the wrathful soul experiences the transfiguring and defying love of fire of love, not as bliss, but as chastisement, despair. This is what hell must be if God is truly good. Man, I'm telling you one thing. If I was ever standing next to David Bentley Hart and a thunderstorm came around, I'd be running for a pair of rubber shoes right fast. Family, don't mock God. This is an abomination. how they're trying to lie to people. Family, that means that Jesus Christ did not have to die on the cross. That means that God is an uncaring and unjust God, if that were true. He has eternal reward, because there's no calendars in heaven. He has eternal punishment. Perfect heaven and a perfect hell. Without no hell, you have an unjust and uncaring God, because there's no punishment for those that did evil to those that were good or were innocent. They're forgetting all about that. Now, why would these theologians go along with this nonsense? I'm going to tell you exactly why. I'm sure you're waiting for bated breath. Here's why. Now, my regular listeners, bear with me, please. You've heard this before, but I think I need to add this to it. Here's the reason why. In 1930, it goes back really to 1908, Charles Francis Pop proclaimed, and I quote, "Education," it always starts with education, "is thus the most powerful ally of humanism. And every American public school is a school of humanism," unquote. Did you get that? He says, and I will quote the last part, "and every American public school is a school of humanism," unquote. Humanism is the religion of the Antichrist, to put man at the head. Man is the one to be worshipped. Worship yourself. That's what Satan got people doing. That's what it's all turned around at. Beauty pageants, Mr. America, etc. Is that the true human? No. And you also find, you ever heard of Nephilim? You're going to find these muscle-bound, incredibly world, Mr. World and all that. They did a lot more than drink some kind of milkshake and do a lot of working out. They had to deal with the occult. They are possessed. The things they really drink, they don't tell you about. They sell that little shake or whatever. "This is me before. Oh, here I am. And here they show me now." Wrong. They deal in the occult. Their bodies are possessed. They are Nephilim. Men of renown, not normal. Well, 1930, you say, well, Tom, that was 1930. Okay, well, how about 57 years after that? Herbert London, educator of New York University, he declared, and I quote, 57 years later, "The strides made by Marxism at American universities in the last two decades are breathtaking. Every discipline has been affected by Marxist socialism preachment, and almost every faculty now counts among its members a resident Marxist scholar," unquote. How about syndicated columnist under Clinton, 1993, Georgia Ann Geyer? She said, and I quote, in 1989, 59 years later, "The percentage of Marxist faculty numbers can range from estimated 90% in some Midwestern universities," unquote. And how about educator Roger Kimball, K-I-M-B-A-L-L? He reported, I quote, "With a few notable exceptions, our most prestigious liberal arts colleges and universities have installed the entire radical," as Marxist and humanist, "menu at the center of their humanities curriculum at both undergraduate and graduate levels," unquote. Let that sink in. Now you know why the theologians are liars. What are some of the education facilities, colleges, universities we're talking about? Let's give some specifics that are actual members from 1993 till now, that card-carrying members of the Illuminati called the Council of Foreign Relations. I'm going to give you specifics. You ready? Now, you won't be able to copy it down, because I'm not going to sit here and wait till you write it down or type it, but I'm going to just let you bask in it for a while. Harvard, Pui, Harvard, Yale, Princeton, Columbia, Stanford, MIT, Cornell University, University of Texas with a double horn satanic sign. Don't think it's because of longhorns. By no stretch. When they do the OK sign in clubs, fraternities, sororities, that's 666. When your kid comes and does that, that's a 666, and the kids don't know it. University of California, University of St. Louis, Rockefeller University, John Hopkins University, University of Chicago, University of Miami, City College of New York, George Washington University, are card-carrying members of the Illuminati to fool you, lie to you, and bring educators, theologians, scientists that are full of mud. Notice that a lot of the studies come from them. Well, isn't that a hoot? I'm not done. Brookings Institute, Hudson Institute, all these are members of Tavistock. And the ones I just talked about are also card-carrying members of Tavistock. Wharton School of Economics, the University of Pennsylvania. Heritage Foundation, University of Rochester. 85 other universities plus, up to 100 at least, in the MK Ultra program. They pick out their MK Ultra killers, put them on psychotropic drugs of your college children. That's where they get control of them, in your colleges. Brzezinski, or Burnett, what's his name? Oh, shoot. Anyway, Brzezinski, I forgot his name now. Anyway, he was the one put in jail for a time, but for kids, family, he is just a throw under the bus one. There's tens of thousands of him are all around the United States. Stanford Research Institute, Harvard Psychiatric Clinic. That's where they do their experiments on people. Princeton Institute for Advanced Studies. Aspen Institute for Humanistic Studies. You know, Union of Concerned Scientists. Concerned my butt. Those are just a handful. University of Wisconsin. You'll find a lot of these studies and scientists come from these colleges. And all these fake studies they do. MIT is one of the worst ones. Family, I know I've opened up a whole bag of worms here, but I got the evidence. It's there. That's why they're coming up with wrong theology, and why these theologians write books and see, do lectures, and they're all messed up. Because they're humanist. They've taken a blood oath. They belong to the Illuminati. They don't like you. And they love teaching your children the wrong thing. Well, regular listeners, bear with me here a second. I'm making claims that I guess I got to back up here. I guess I'm being facetious today. I don't mean to be. I'm just a little fired up because family is getting tired of these lies, you know. And I'm y'all got to know what's going on. And man, the people at the highest level aren't telling you. It's not right, doggone it. It's just not right. In 1973, sums it all up, a doctor, Chester M. Pierce, out of Harvard University, addressed 2,000 teachers. Man, this quote gets me every time. I should be able to memorize it by now. Can you imagine this? A Dr. Chester M. Pierce out of Harvard in 1973 addresses 2,000 teachers with a microphone and talks to them in an auditorium. He says the following. Can you imagine this? Quote, every child in America entering school at the age of 5 is mentally ill because he comes to school with certain allegiances toward our founding fathers, toward our elected officials, toward his parents, toward a belief in a supernatural being, toward the sovereignty of the nation as a separate entity. It's up to you teachers to make all these sick children well by creating the international children of the future. Unquote. Now, before 1946, is all backwards, because they wanted sovereignty. They wanted a leader to our founding fathers. You notice that? They want allegiances to elected officials. They wanted allegiances to our parents, toward a belief in the supernatural being. That's what Billy Graham was brought in by Randolph Hearst and Rockefellers through Laura Spelman Memorial Fund, funded Billy Graham in 1949-1950. He was brought in 3 years after the takedown of America began, preaching the true gospel to hook and crook pull people in. And then now, in the past 10 years, or give or take, he's turned against the truth that you don't have, you quote, you don't have to know the name of Jesus. Well, yeah, you do. And the road to heaven is narrow, not wide like Shuler and them agree on. Family, this is serious what I'm talking about. You know, I don't know what will change. Because they're getting old? It's got nothing to do with nothing. Getting old, that's what he says. He's getting old, and therefore he's watered down his message. Well, him getting old has nothing to do with nothing.
Those faiths, the Mormons and Listen. The others that you mentioned, believe in Christ. They believe they will meet Christ. What about those like the Jews, the Muslims, who don't believe as
That's
you believe?
That's in God's hands. I can't be the judge.
You don't judge them?
No. No,
How
I
do you feel when
going to hell? And you're, oh, I don't.
How do you feel when you see a lot of these strong Christian leaders go on television and say, "You are condemned. You will live in hell if you do not accept Jesus Christ." And they are forceful and judgmental.
Well, they have a right to say that, and they are true to a certain extent. But I don't. That's my calling. My calling is to preach the love of God and the forgiveness of God. And the fact that he does forgive us. That's what the cross is all about, what the resurrection is all about. That's the gospel. And you can get off on all kinds of different side trails. And in my earlier ministry, I did the same. But as I got older, I guess I became more mellow and more forgiving and more loving. And the Jerry Falwells and people like that, I love them. I thank God for their ministry. He has a great university. And three of my grandchildren have gone there. And they have had a tremendous change in their lives for being there. And some of the other people are the same way, but on the other end of the extreme. Reinhold Niebuhr here in New York years ago preached against me or spoke against me. I loved him with all my heart. I had to see him. And all these people.
Okay, now, let's go here.
Those Price.
All right. And now you got this.
Tell me, what do you think is the future
Shuler,
of Christianity?
33rd degree Mason.
I think everybody
a younger
that loves Christ or knows Christ, whether they're conscious of it or not, they're members of the body of Christ. And that's what God is doing today. He's calling people out of the world for his name, whether they come from the Muslim world or the Buddhist world or the Christian world or the non-believing world. They are members of the body of Christ because they've been called by God. They may not even know the name of Jesus, but they know in their heart that they need something that they don't have, and they turn to the only light that they have, and I think that they are saved, and that they're going to be with us in heaven.
This is fantastic. I'm so thrilled to hear you say that. There's a wideness in God's mercy.
There is. There definitely is.
Well, interesting. And what about this early on?
There is no other way except by the way of that cross. I want to tell you something. If there had been another way of salvation, Jesus would have never died on the cross. On the night that he was betrayed, the night before he died, he knelt in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he said, "If it be possible, let this cup pass from me. What was he praying? He was saying, oh God, if it is possible to save Billy Graham, if it is possible to save Bill and Jim and Susie and the human race, if it is possible any other way, if they can work their way to heaven, if they can buy their way to heaven, if there's any other way, oh God, spare me the cross tomorrow. But the answer, as it were, came back from heaven. There is no other way. Man cannot be saved by bread alone. Man cannot be saved by earning his way, by working his way. For by grace are ye saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. There is only one way that men can get to heaven. One road. Jesus said it was a narrow road. He said the gate was narrow. And it's the cross. And I must come to his cross. That's the reason that one-third of Matthew, one-third of Mark, that's the reason that one-half of John is given over to the death of Jesus Christ in Hayes' Life of Lincoln. There are 5,000 pages, and Lincoln was dramatically assassinated, but there are only 25 pages given to his death. Yet in the biographies of Jesus Christ, from a third to a half are given to his death. Why? Because it's the only way to heaven. It is the only way to get forgiveness of sin. And if you haven't come by faith to the foot of that cross renouncing your sins, I don't care who you are, what you are, you'll never be in heaven.
Okay, what happened? What's the change? Family, they're all doing this. They're all changing the New Age belief that there's many different ways of getting to heaven. Oprah, one of the most dangerous women in America. Billy Graham is going to be dangerous as well, because he's taking on the alien, says there's aliens, 1997. The Pope says there are aliens. The Vatican says they even have people, they have people that's already assigned to greet him when he come flying down, like Independence Day. I kid you not. Get ready. People, get ready. There's a change coming. And they're all coming out of the closet now. Huh. They're coming out of their prayer closet now. Let's use that term. You know, I got to let y'all know. I have to. I have no choice. I don't like bringing this stuff up. You know, I really don't sometimes, because it's against everything we've been taught. But family, you got to know this is what's going down. You see? And don't take my word for it. Take their word for it. Hopefully they'll get it back to them and they'll realize maybe I'm doing something wrong. And right there, it's clear. It's not my opinion at all. Family, pray for them. So, in the news, did you hear about that 10-year-old that escaped kidnappers by repeatedly singing the gospel song? Did y'all hear about that? It's a Friday. I think we can listen to it. Do y'all agree, maybe? After hearing what we just heard from the pulpit, that there is light out there, there's love out there, there's miracles still there. A 10-year-old escaped a kidnapper by repeatedly singing the gospel song. 10-year-old in Atlanta escaped a kidnapper in the most improbable way. On the night of March 31st, Lee Myrick was outside taking care of his pet chihuahua. The boy spotted a few dollars near a tree. When he walked over to the money, a man grabbed Willie and forced him in the there. And, wait a minute. He forced him into a four-door Honda Civic. He was cursing at me, telling me to shut up, and didn't want to hear a word from me. Well, Willie recalled the WSB TV in Atlanta. He said if I told anyone, he would hurt me, like in a bad way. Now, the man drove around for 3 hours before leaving Willie on the side of the road in East Point, Georgia. According to the fourth grader, the reason the man released him was because Willie irritated him with gospel music. Willie sang the track, Every Praise, by Hezekiah Walker repeatedly until he was set free. And you know that when Hezekiah had heard about this, Hezekiah Walker heard about this, he flew down immediately, as soon as he could. He flew down to Georgia and introduced himself to this young boy. And I bet you that you're wanting to know what that song sounds like, aren't you now? Well, I got it for you. Why not play it before I tell you the news? Because this is the answer that the Joint Chief of Staff, that the White House, the Council of Foreign Relations, all these guys don't know, that they better get to know. This is the answer to what's going on today, is this song by Hezekiah Walker. And this is a song that saved the life of a fourth grader by continuously saying it. No self-defense, is simply trusting in the Lord and singing that praise over and over and over. And I'm going to play it for you, at least most of it. Heck, maybe all of it. Here we go. Was a flash mob, and this is downtown, and this is where he starts, downtown. Here we go. Yeah. That's the answer. That is the real answer. Literally. There is no other answer. No other way. No Ron Paul. No Queen Elizabeth. No Pope. No who. It doesn't matter. If they're human, they can't be trusted at the highest level. Family, you can't depend on mankind. When are people going to learn this? When are you going to learn this? Never have and never will. Only through Jesus in the supernatural way. That's the only way it's going to happen. Now, I'm going to talk about some more news real quick. And then we're going to talk about the coming world crisis and upon this zombie thing. Sounds kind of weird, don't it? But there's something to it. I'm going to explain what it is to a certain extent. That in itself could be a show in itself. But a little hint about that. I'm not going to talk about it right now. But a little hint. It's called demonic possession. It's called virus. It's called drugs. It's called opening up the portals, allowing demonic possession. So it's not the individual being a zombie. It's because the individual is possessed to cause them to be a zombie. And they call it a zombie because in the movie so much, it's like, oh, poo-poo on that. Well, no, it's not. It's real. And all this really is demonic possession is what they're talking about. And they're downplaying it. There's definitely going around the internet. And boy, I tell you, when you see this video, there's no doubt it's not acting out. At a McDonald's restaurant of sorts, he wants chicken McNuggets or something. And this woman pulls up. Go, you look at this thing. It's crazy. And they don't have McNuggets. And she just goes ballistic. And then she starts saying things that a normal person going ballistic wouldn't say. Don't make me assume my ultimate form. Say what? I'll eat your face off. And all kinds of obscenities. And beating things. She even broke the window. Some serious. Family, that's possession. I'm going to talk about that shortly, right before the end of the program. It's becoming more and more frequent. Why? Because as we get further away from God, He removes that protective hedge more and more and more. As in the days of Noah, there was no protective hedge. Those beings that inhabited bodies before the flood were cannibalistic. You getting the picture here? As in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the end times. Now, first, you had a report. Now, why am I reading this? Why am I in North Carolina, a little old town, and in the newspaper, during the time of World War III approaching, which is not, during the time of all this strife and rioting and all that, I've got to read in a paper, an article that's put out throughout the United States, quote, a teen is disciplined for carrying purse filled with feminine products, unquote. Now, that's insane. Why would they even put in an article? Why would they even make the local newspaper? What's going on here? You had a young girl in Illinois, whatever. If they make a lot of noise, it's Illinois. If it don't, it's Illinois. Anyway, a mother's outraged after a 17-year-old daughter was punished now, for bringing a purse to school, which she used to carry feminine products, according to a story published Wednesday by local news affiliate WQAD8. Now, why would they even publish something like that? What in the... Don't they have something better to do than publish an article and get on the WQAD8 news or something or another and make a big deal? And I'm reading it today in the international national news. Why? Why did it even make the news, period? Is that insane or what? In October. Back in October it happened. Why are they putting it now? Why it happened in October, huh? And they're reporting it today in another one. And on April the 1st, another case, a 17-year-old student, this one, brought a purple gold-studded clutch, whatever, to school for good reason. She carries her personal feminine napkins in it or whatever, hand sanitizing lotion and wipes during a certain period of time. So the girl's mother, you know, this is the name, I'm not going to say what it is, I don't feel comfortable with that. And after the school, officials spotted the purse. Was that awkward enough for y'all? Okay. And this woman's daughter was handed a green slip, assigning her to in-school structured program, commonly known as in-house suspension. This is insane. Let me tell you why. Now that I'm through with all the emotion and the commentary, here's the reason why they're doing all this. I'll tell you why. It goes something like this. First, it's going to be put out all over the United States, and everybody's going to read it. Number two, it shows that the schools are controlling your children, getting ready for the International Rights of the Child Treaty to be signed. It's showing the power that the schools have over your child. It's not about a pocketbook with the feminine products, and it's not about that at all. It's about causing the incident to happen, getting it out on national news, so you'll hear how much power they have. Now, whether it really happened or they set this up and she's a rainbow girl or Freemason family, I don't know. Either way, it's reported. Whether it's made up to look this way, so it make an impression, or they really did it. That's not even the point. The point is it's reported as having happened. Well, let me tell you why. It goes in quotes like this, and you'll get the picture. Vladimir Lenin said, the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. As long as you have dissension and rebellion, you will have repression and dictatorship by consent. Quote, Ayn Rand, Atlas Shrugged, 1957. There's no way to rule innocent men or women or little girls. The only power any government has is the power to crack down on criminals. Well, when there aren't enough criminals, one makes them. One declares so many things to be a crime that it becomes impossible to live without breaking laws. But just pass the kind of laws that can neither be observed nor enforced or objectively interpreted, and you create a nation of lawbreakers. And then you cash in on guilt. That's the system, Mr. Reardon. That's the game. Once you understand it, you'll be much easier to deal with. Atlas Shrugged. Atlas Shrugged is, in fact, Illuminati textbook written in the fictional form to fool you. Ayn Rand was a mistress of Philip Rothschild. That's all she was. She is a humanist, author, and evil to the absolute core. And she is reverend by Ron Paul. Oh, yeah. That book is a textbook for Illuminati, using fictional characters as a storyline, but true to the actual strategy and used to teach their little pagans for the next generation of Illuminati. That's how they do it. Right down to a young girl carrying this purse filled with feminine products. So you all read it, it makes a point, and they just start picking them left and right. Moving on. The difference between Clavin Bundy and Phil Robinson is that Bundy didn't invoke religion. They're using both of them for their uses. One's Illuminati, and the other is following those like Rick Warren. Family, you're being crooked by both sides. They play salt and pepper. The outrage at Clavin Bundy's comment about the Negro, bipartisan in his way, and that the outrage is Duck Dynasty's Phil Robinson was not. And this is how they do this at the highest level. Anything on TV is orchestrated by the Council of Foreign Relations and used to foment their agenda. It don't matter. When you turn that TV on, if you're an avid TV watcher and you watch it like a zombie, is that word, from 24/7, 7 days a week, it don't matter. From the time you turn it on, time you turn it off, every newspaper, program, TV, news, movies, it don't make survival, Dancing with the Stars, everything has a purpose of the Illuminati, because TV is controlled by the Council of Foreign Relations. Hollywood is part of the agenda of the Illuminati, a major part, under the Star Group, controlled by Kissinger, entertainment. It goes deeper than that. This is what's going on around us. Do you all remember when I told you all, and it's going to happen, remember we brought the Nazis over in 1945? 10,000 of them, specialists, including Hitler in 1946. He died in 1960-something. Well, we brought their ideas over. They formed the UN. They formed CIA. They formed the NASA, von Braun. They took over, and we allowed it because we worked with them. Well, one of the programs that Hitler had was to use felons as national security, as national police. Felons. I've already alluded to it already. I've said for 5 years, I've got a study to prove it, I've been saying this on the air for 5 years, that their planning is to take felons, about 185,000 to 200,000 felons trained in the Christian Identity Program, ADL, Blackwater, multilingual, and make them national security. You will find in Hardin, Montana, I believe in the year 2010, give or take, was American Police Force, AFP, that had a Serbian logo as the coat of arms on their uniforms. Their leader was a 15-time felon, loser, was their leader in Hardin, Montana, at the Sheriff's Department. They took over as a test case. Sure did. Hardin, Montana. Look it up. Now, I started watching carefully, and I found that California is going to release like 40 to 50,000 felons. And I've been warning people, and I've been warning police that I knew. Of course, they thought I was crazy. They won't when it happens, though. That they're going to replace all police nationwide when the new North American Union is formed, with felons well-trained in the ways I told you, when it all happens. There'll be a national police force. So they're letting you see how police are despotic now, so you'll accept what they got bringing to you, offered. Felons. Now watch this. As of the 24th of April. Oh, that was yesterday. The United States waives clemency for inmates jailed for 10 years. The Obama administration is encouraging many nonviolent, and they're going to manipulate the records, by the way, nonviolent federal prisoners to apply for early release. And I bet you they're going to have uniforms waiting for them, too, because they've been trained in prison, protected, well-fed, multilingual, in the multi-jurisdictional task force, part of the UN administration, will come out as national police to replace these mean old police officers that's beating and killing people and all this, and you'll just love it. Not. On Wednesday, the Justice Department unveiled a revamped clemency process directed at low-level felons imprisoned for at least 10 years who have had clean records while in custody, and the effort is part of a broader administration push to scale back the use of harsh penalties in sub-drug prosecution and to address sentencing disparities arising from the 1980s crack cocaine epidemic that yielded disproportionately tough punishment for black drug offenders. Well, let me tell you what they're going to do. You're not going to like this, but I'm going to tell you what it's up to anyway. What's going to happen is when this takes place, they're going to round up, disarm all police that are not part of the New World Order. They're going to take in custody, and they're going to kill every felon in the United States that does not join the Luciferian agenda. I can't make it more clear than that. And that will happen. I'm not giving you speculation. March, California, courts have ordered the state to reduce the inmate population to 137.5% of design capacity, or 112,164 inmates in the 34 facility, February 2016. Oh, buckle up. They will work with the Chinese military and the Russian military and the UN administration in the five regions already set up by Nixon in 1972, Executive Order 11647, 11731, and 11495, he signed in 1972-73 to break up the United States into 10 regions to be administered by one governor for every region. That's 10 governors. That means 40 are out of a job. Ha! And one regional administrator from the UN to accompany him. That means 10 UN and regional administrators. 10 governors will control the North American Union. When they divide the United States up, the Northwest, China, from Idaho back. Southwest will be Mexico to take control of their portion of the United States. And Louisiana, all the way up to Maine, will be the United Nations to take the 13 states, which they own already anyway, since 1859, as a collateral. Yeah, you didn't know that, did you? Yeah, they do. And the northern part, where the Great Lakes are, by Canada. You'll divide up into four nations, 10 regions, and there you have it. That's already in the plans. Is Ron Paul talking about it? Is Ron Paul or the rest of them, I mean him to represent all the others on both sides of the political fence, talking about the 257 plus foreign trade zones? The land that was negotiated by Hillary Billy Bob Clinton with the Chinese to take over to pay our debt as collateral? Did they talk about that? No, they didn't. While we worried about Fukushima, asteroids and, I don't know, satellites falling from the sky, or FEMA camps and head-chopping guillotines and all this stuff, they're working in the background. And they want to bring in the International Rights of the Child Treaty, family, which completely destroys the Bill of Rights. You got to be kidding me. And the Constitution, that was eliminated a long time ago. How come these sheriffs don't talk about this? I don't understand that. I mean, it couldn't be because they're Freemasons. No, it couldn't be that. Y'all better wake up. The ones that's doing it, you better understand you're being played. Militia? Freemasons? Regular public? You're being played for fools. They're setting you up. The secret societies are setting themselves up and don't even know it. Man, right there it is. I mean, I'm just, it's right here before you. Oh, looky here, April 24th. Ooh, Caroline Kennedy, Illuminati, backs Hillary Clinton for 2016. For president, female president. It's coming. My speculation is that a Rhodes Scholar by the name of Wesley Clark is going to be her vice president. Now, wouldn't that be a hoot? Evil for evil. It has nothing to do with Democrat. And they're taking land in the Midwest. You got a connection between the Bundys and China. Oh, so you sure do. a little bit of Bundy action in China going on there. Say goodbye to Idaho, Nevada. The Chinese want their land. They got troops in the millions here. Been here since 1970s. Building their bases in Mexico, thanks to Carter working with them to set it up. So now Bundy's making all these comments about racism and all this. And now they're going to say, well, I didn't mean it that way. And they're going to play this for how much longer to keep you all tied up with it? He's going to destroy his cause because it's by design. So when that fella got up in that meeting one night that you see, giving that rah, rah, rah speech about tyranny and all this and all that, that was to encompass, bring in, hook and crook, good people into this patriotic fervor. I've explained that before. And now they're trying to set up a division of whites and blacks and Hispanic. Now, I'm not going to play his remarks. It's just a waste of time. You can look it up yourself, but it's just more play that they're coming up with. You're going to find a connection between the Bundys and China and them trying to take property, as they have been, Soros, to buy out the Midwest. Families, they're pulling right up. They're coming at you. It's all about Jesus. That's why I played that song at the first, to know that he wins out every single time. International rights of the child. They need justification. The 17-year-old girl, here's another one. Driver allegedly tells boy suffering from seizure, get off the school bus. 16-year-old Andrew Shepherd. You see what they're doing? They put it in the news. He might have really done it. I don't know. But this shows we need to have rights for the child. Uh-huh. The UN has set this thing up. I've got eight or so articles I've identified that's going to sneak in on you that justify international rights of the child. We'll agree to it. And when they got it signed, they're going to take your children away. They already got the police there, don't they? Isn't that convenient? It's for their protection, isn't it? No. It's protection from the school, from the parents. They're already establishing their authority to let you know, don't mess with us. We're former felons, and we'll shoot you if you come back to school again. That's what they're setting up, family. So they really draw this out about what this school driver did. Now, assuming he did this, certainly it's bad. And whether it's set up or not, I don't know. Doesn't matter. Fact is, it's reported as such. That's what matters. Could he have done it? Oh, sure he could have. That's not the case. The case is, it's being reported, and it's going to be used as justification. Doesn't matter if it really happened or not. Everybody believes, 90% believes in the articles anyway. Only as a conspiracy theorist. Oh, I'm sorry. Us conspiracy scientists are the ones that look at it a different way. Everybody else just gets 15 minutes of reports. Now, what they're going to do also is the radical groups will take these articles, newspapers, YouTubes, and play it in their meetings and get people all fired up, see? I should explain this, I guess. I'll do it very quickly. It's something already been done. Now, I've read this before. I'm going to read it again to put it in proper perspective. And this is the techniques they use over generations and generations. Quote, and this fits it perfectly. It worked in 1775. It worked in 1812. It worked in 1860. It worked every single time. And here's what worked. Quote, beware the leader who bangs the drums of war to whip the citizens into a patriotic fervor. For patriotism is indeed a double-edged sword. It both emboldens the blood just as it narrows the mind. And when the drums of war have reached a fever pitch and the blood boils with hate and the mind has closed, the leader will have no need in seizing the rights of the citizens. Rather, the citizens, infused with fear and blinded by patriotism, will offer up all their rights under the leader, and gladly so. How do I know? For this is what I have done, and I am Caesar. Or it could say, I am Hitler. Or it could say, I am Nimrod. Or I am, and it could be every single one, because every one of them are in the same agenda. Generation upon generation upon generation, because Satan does not know when he is going to be allowed to bring forth his new world order. That's what we're all dealing with today, right now. This is the coming world crisis that we're talking about. And one more quote that fits it absolutely perfectly. And I've read this before, but I've got a fairly decent audience today. I want to read it again because I've got new people. Cicero, Marcus Tullinius, 42 B.C., 42 years before Christ, said, and I quote, and this fits it perfectly, when you consider the Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, Freemasonry, Jesuits, that's really operating today, is this quote. It's called The Enemy Within. A nation can survive its fools, even the ambitious, not survive treason from within. An enemy at the gates is less formidable, for he is known and he carries his banners openly. But the traitor moves along those within the gates freely. His sly whisper is rustling all through the alleys, heard in the very hall of government itself. For the traitor appears not traitor. He speaks in the accents familiar to the victims. He wears their face and their garments. He appeals to the basis that lies deep in the hearts of all men. He rots the soul of a nation. He works secretly and unknown in the night to undermine the pillars of a city. He infects the body politics so it can no longer resist. A murderer is less to be feared. Cicero, Marcus Tullinius, 42 B.C. That's exactly what's going on today. It's not Islam. They're being used. Are they enemy? Sure, they're enemy. It's not the Jews or the Ashkenazi, Khazar's enemy, Mossad. Of course they are. But they're being used. Are all the Freemasons involved? No. It's the highest level using the ones below them, and they're treating them as fools and don't even know it. They give them all kinds of favorite parking places. They give them contracts. They give them attaboys. They have cookouts. I don't know, whatever. They do good deeds at the hospital to cover up the evil that hides within the jesters. That's what's going on behind the scenes. But let it continue until it no longer is hidden. Then it'll be too late. I'm not even talking about stopping it. I'm talking about witnessing about Jesus to others. Because there's a book about this happening. How can government battle a suicide epidemic among veterans? They got Rykoff and others that are members of the Illuminati working programs to help the suicide victims. That's like the big bad wolves giving the little three little pigs a tour of the meat factory. Charlton Heston, a Freemason, was in the NRA. It's to slow people down, controlled opposition. Pretend they're on your side. Remember their actors, Ronald Reagan? He's a member of Bohemian Grove with his cousin Nixon. You heard me right. Now I know I'm not too popular. Got pictures of them. All the prisoners together at Bohemian Grove. Reagan, Nixon, and they both had planned a military coup. Operation Northwoods, FEMA, Giafrida, Oliver North, Reagan, suspend the American Constitution in the time of national disaster. Jack Brooks uncovered it in a congressional investigation. They want to legalize marijuana. They come out with it helps cancer. What they're not telling you is they want to legalize it because it's part of the drug culture of bringing down your consciousness to allow possession of your body. I'm just going to get right into it. This is part of that zombie garbage to lower your resistance. It's what the Indians did. Smoking peyote type stuff in the peace pipes. They could tell who's lying and who's not. It also, in the sweat lodges, it allowed the people to be possessed by like yoga or meditation or certain drugs or certain things that made them come out of their body to be possessed. That's what really boils down the Indian legend of shamanism, Mithraism. Today it's called yoga, and that's what it's for. That's the purpose of it. If you all do the research, you'd find this to be true. I'm making some crazy claims, aren't I? This is what's happening. The family, I got to make two more. Microchips to administer drugs replace the pills. They're putting the microchips or the tattoo on your body. That's the mark of the beast. That administers drugs whenever they want to. They give you Norman Rockwell commercial to help your dear old grandmother or grandfather get this drug by automatic administration. Microscopic into the body. Yeah, isn't that something? I'm not telling you, they can kill you with it. And now they're starting to do experiments with the deadly Ebola. China, Russia, those in the United States, at the second seal, they're going to kill every one of you. Because the Great White Brotherhood is looking toward the Middle East. The rise of the Holy Roman Empire as the lead. I talked about this yesterday. They're going to have us all fight each other in World War III, the real one. Not this fake nonsense that they got steaming with Russia and all that. That's not even World War III at all. It's fake. The real second seal is Turkey coming south, not Russia. The Armageddon, the real Armageddon. These preachers and these Hagees and all these guys, man, make my jaw torque so bad I need to go to a dentist to unpry my teeth. Armageddon is between Jesus Christ himself, followed by his saints, and the transhumanized army, 200 million of Satan against each other, and that ain't going to last long at all. It's not about Russia or any other country. That's the second seal. Armageddon is about Satan after the seven trumpets against Jesus Christ himself. They're trying to make it look like it's against the non-Manuel, the fallen angel. Uh-huh. Who's the real false prophet? The fake Jesus, Ananda, is coming. They also call him Yeshua. Yeshua. Yahuwah something, whatever. Now, here's the rub on all this. Now, I got about 20 minutes to go, and I got to tell you two things here, y'all. It's all of you. We have a coming world crisis. Now, I tell you, before I get to that, I told some people I was going to talk about this zombie thing. I kind of avoided it, I guess. I don't know. I'm going to touch upon it right now, and I think next week I'll have more to talk about it. And the reason is because it's so, in the term of using sensational, nutty, crazy. But the problem is, it's real. What do you think God sent to wipe out all of mankind? That's what you had. Now, we look at zombie as a fictional science fiction boogie-boogie movie and all scared and eat popcorn and spilled everywhere when you're scared and all that kind of thing. And, snicker, zombie is a zombie. Yeah, he's a zombie. Well, in Louisiana, they take it really serious. the supernatural, the Wicca, witchcraft, the voodoo. It's real, family. The Pentagon has classified projects using the supernatural in possession. They're serious about this. It's all about demonic possession. That's for the vaccines, to put abominations in your body. About the drugs, like the bath salts. Notice it encompasses one particular type of reaction, catalyst, and the body gets so hot they got to take the clothes off. That's because the possession is caused by extra entities coming into the body, creating heat because of the increase of electromagnetic energy, because of the possession. That's why the clothes come off. They're hot. Burning because of extra energy inside the body, because of the possession. And the particular demon it brings is cannibalistic. It took 4 or 5 bullets to take one down while he's eating off the face of a man. Several of them happened. Just to get kind of graphic about it. In just a 2-week span, there for a period of time when he was testing it, there was a disturbing outbreak of brutal attacks that involved actual cannibalism. At some point, the Illuminati that programmed or the new designer drug, bath salts, and some evidence of that. These attacks, though, have a sinister spiritual origin, is what it is. It's the increasing tide of depraved, sadistic behavior is also tied to the increased sinfulness and humanity as prophesied in the Bible. It is going by the book. It's the approaching of end times, as I told you, and the rise of demonic possession is going to increase among families. And more people open themselves to evil spiritual influence. Uncontrollable laughing, just like in the churches, like Hagen and Copeland and the rest of them. Holy laughter. That is demonic. Don't be fooled. Holy drunkenness. Kundalini within the churches. They have the bongo drums down in Morningstar Ministries in Charlotte. Rick Warren, Joyner. He's a nice of Malta anyway. He's the one crying for revolution on TV, on his own. Can you imagine it? To have a military revolt and a dictatorship, he's calling for it openly. I could play it for you right now. And it has no bother. Why? Because he, like Mandela, was a Knights of Malta. How they pretend this, it just blows my mind. Boykin, how they do this? How they sleep at night? I just don't get it. It's amazing. Zombie apocalypse is real. And they've been tested. They always test. They test the Ebola. They test this zombie virus thing, whatever, to see what happens. One of them was tested down in Florida. The scene that unfolded about 2 p.m. some time ago in MacArthur Causeway's off-ramp to Biscayne Boulevard. A road ranger was spotted the men and shouted on the loudspeaker for the naked attacker to back away. Now, a woman was there and saw what happened, flagged down an officer. And he had one witness. He was riding his bicycle on the MacArthur, they call it, when he saw a man tearing off pieces of the victim's flesh with his mouth. Family, that's not normal. Not even when you're drunk, it's not normal. In the YouTube video of that woman pulling up to the McDonald's drive-up and wanting chicken McNuggets. Now, I'm going to tell you something you're not going to like, but I'm going to tell you anyway. She was screaming about, going off just the deep end because she couldn't get chicken McNuggets. Well, let me tell you, just get right down to it. I don't have much time here. Let me tell you why. And you're not going to like it, but it's the truth. Look it up while I'm talking if you want to. You have this pink material that they do whatever they do with, and They cook it up, and it looks like chicken, but it's pink garbage. Family, this has a lot to do with remains of dead. Do you remember Soylent Green, Charlton Heston, I believe it was? Soylent Green was a movie back in the, was it 70s, I believe, about how they're using bodies as food. McDonald's is doing just that. They recently had a lawsuit against Pepsi for the diet products, in fact, had fetal material in the diet colas. It's there. People have been eating certain hamburgers. It's not real meat. Chicken McNuggets ain't real chicken. Eat more chicken, the cow says. You'll find the chickens have been injected with certain materials that are high in estrogen, turning men to women. Another way, women to be, do the men thing. Family, this is documented. I'm not making this up. You'll find this to be true. In the GMO, the chickens are being injected with concentrations of estrogen to change the way the world works. I know this sounds crazy, but it's actually true. They call these people insane, but it's a lot more than that. It's what I've just described. The officer fired this guy. The guy stood up, his head with a piece of flesh in his mouth. He growled. That's exactly what happened to this YouTube video of that woman pulling up. She like that growled. Family, this is demonic. What should they have done? I don't have much time. I got 15 minutes. I'll tell you exactly why. The action in those cases, whether it's family members, whether it's somebody out there and you see distinctly that there's a demonic entity happening there, family literally is calling out the name of Jesus Christ. Is the answer. It's not an M14. It's not any, no. It took 4 or 5 rounds to take this one man down. How many of y'all carrying weapons around? What are you going to do, take your keychains now, use it? I don't think so. The name of Jesus literally will defeat him. But if you're not prayed up, if you're not born again, you're going to have a problem. Now, family, it's not the name Yeshua. Will not get you, but a graveyard. That's why they want you to start using it. Look this up in the NIV Bible. Matthew 17:21. You're not going to find that verse. Because they've taken out many of the Bibles except the King James. And you know why they took that verse out? Or put it in footnotes? So you wouldn't read it. And you know what it says? Howbeit, this kind only come out by praying. Jesus was asked after he had removed the demon out of this person. The disciples couldn't do it. They were embarrassed. So they pulled Jesus off the side and said, how'd you do that? He said, quote, howbeit, this kind can only come out by prayer and fasting. That's coming down the pike. But only the name of Jesus, not Yeshua, not Jeshua, not the New Age Yahweh or whatever. Those names are not of God, as evidence confirms. It's Jesus Christ of Nazareth is the real name that you use. Because it has worked in times of potential abduction. Out of fear, they cried the name of Jesus, and there's documented cases of where the entities left individuals. Now, I'm going to talk more about this zombie thing next week as well, because I believe it's coming around. You need to know how to fight this. That's the bottom line. They are possessed demonic humans based on drugs. Either they obtained in either by targeted or given to them and experimented with them. That's the zombie issue coming around. It is real. But they're possessed individuals is what it is. And the characteristics is cannibalism of the worst ones. This is the part of the zombie. Ephesians 6:12, and it says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." Ephesians 6:12. I'm not just saying this so I can get my check off of my scriptures in for the day. I'm telling you that's what it says, and that's the law, because it's going by the book. And the Joint Chief of Staff would do well to serve the truth and not that nonsense they use anyway. That's why they can't make deadlines, because God has not let them do that yet. Evil angelic forces, demons, Satan, and all of his minions are the enemies of humanity. And their goal is to destroy us, turn us into rebellion from God, and lead us to hell. I don't mince words. They operate out of sight from humanity. So with thousands of years of experiencing living on earth, and they are the disembodied spirits of the Nephilim before the flood. Now you got it? And God destroyed them in the flood. Thousands of years of experience. They have a decided advantage over the average person who may not be a believer in Jesus Christ, have no knowledge of the danger of the spiritual world, and can thus be attacked by them. These beings have powers that are supernatural, but they're not more powerful than the Holy Spirit. They still act under God's authority. And oftentimes it takes the actions of the individual to actually do something that gives demon permission and license to attack them. You've been to a seance. You've used a Ouija board. Used drugs, rape, murder, lust, all these things. In fact, affect your body frequency. And when they have a matched frequency, they come inside your body. That's physics I'm talking about here. I'm not talking about philosophy or some science fiction movie. I'm telling you what's going on. In the occult, it's called opening a portal. For those that have been in my regular broadcasting, I've talked about this dozens of times. The New Agers call them chakras or something another like that. And they perform an act or ritual that would change the consciousness and invite demonic spiritual activity. This is the purpose of not only the act or ritual is marijuana, is certain drugs. This is why the CIA uses LSD. It's not just to see what the drug has an effect on. They know at the Pentagon it allows possession. They know that. The royal secret of a third of the third degrees, Masons, the royal secret is by sodomy, murder, rape, some abomination allows that individual to be possessed when they perform it. And that way they get powers, but it's not their powers. It's the powers given to them. Because they're allowing possession. If my grandmother or mother or somebody in my family have Ouija board, dealt in witchcraft, or got involved in seances, Freemasonry, that carries down generations. That's why you got troubles in your families. You have to cleanse your families. That was awkward. You have to cleanse your families. Chase those demons out. This is not TV. It's not movie. It's real. We got 5 minutes to go. I used to do 3 hours. 2 hours is not enough, but I just get going. There is no way of knowing exactly how these pieces are going to fall in place of a new world order. Only God knows this. And we only know from Scripture, at some point, a world government will become a brief reality. It's going to happen, but doesn't mean we don't take action. It's not about revolution. You will not win. They always control both sides. Always. I think next week I want to talk about, make sure those that do it remind me, make sure I do this. I want to talk about veterans, how you're going to handle marches to try to keep them safe from the infiltrators that will be in your marches 1 May. You will have infiltrators. They are going to take down your faces. They're going to take down your names. People that's on your side, you're going to find are not on your side. Kokesh and all the rest are frauds. Randowski, Craig Fitzgerald, We Are Change, they're all Freemasons. Kokesh is a fraud. Rykoff is a member of the Council of Foreign Relations. I can't get more clear than that. Self-admitted, too, that they think we're in it. A world government will be formed eventually. The Antichrist will be revealed. He and his world system will be destroyed by Jesus Christ in the second coming, Armageddon, the real Armageddon, not the lying that they're talking about today. Can I get that across better? I don't know. Apparently it's not. Before the nations of the world will embrace a system of global government, they first have a reason to do so. Humanity convinced that permanent world peace cannot be attained without the creation of a powerful world authority capable of protecting countries from one another, will eventually sacrifice the current world system, seeing no other alternative. That's what they're getting ready to do. When? I don't know when. But it will be their undoing. We'll talk about some possible scenarios next week. Y'all remind me. But I talked what you need to know about this zombie thing before going into all this stuff to get you all tickled and all that. I just got right down to the brass tacks of what's really going on with it. The real thing you need to know is about Jesus. Not the fear, but the solution. Because Jesus warned us of this time, and he's the only solution. There is no other. Not one. Mankind's trying to do it himself, so don't come to judgment. They think by death they're going to escape judgment. It's not going to happen. God created Adam from nothing. God can bring you back from the dead. God took Enoch when he was alive. God raised, yes, was God incarnated in human flesh, raised Lazarus from the dead. Jesus Christ raised himself from the dead. He can raise us from the dead, bring our bodies back together for judgment or for reward. Where do you want to be? Family, we're going to remind you that we're played up in New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania by HighPointRadio.net, www.HighPointRadio.net, by John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R, John Kirkler. We also played out at Colorado with Blue Raven Network, KBLU Radio, KBLU Radio. My website is watchmanforjesus.com. I've got a few studies there, but they're massive. They'll keep you busy for a long time. A timeline, a study on HPV, sterilization vaccine. You heard me correctly. That's what it's for, to sterilize your kids. Evidence is there. And also, I got a study on the suicide conspiracy, about how they're orchestrating the suicides. It's not about some psychiatrist gone crazy. It's about the Illuminati, Joint Chief of Staff, scientists at the highest level, killing your soldiers by orchestrated suicide and collecting life insurance and their treasury account that has been kept since they were infants. All that, every man, they are sneaky. They are so sneaky. I can't give you all the details right now. I don't have the time. But you heard me right. Jesus Christ is going to solve it. But we have to go through that tribulation. The rapture will be sometime between the second seal and the seventh seal. When? Nobody knows. Don't worry about it. You accept Jesus as Savior, won't matter anyway. That's all that matters. Y'all better think really hard about that. Y'all have a great weekend. And know that Jesus Christ already won it to cross the Calvary. That's the bottom line. Tonight, Bible study, 7:30 to 9. How to walk the Christian life. And some other Bible study subjects. 7:30 to 9 tonight, Bible study. Monday, 4 to 6, broadcast right here. And 9 to 11, I've got Revelation Radio Network, but you can also pick it up on my website as well from 9 to 11 on Monday night. Y'all have a great weekend. Look up and live. And remember, Jesus Christ is Lord. He's coming back. Goodbye, God bless. This is The Watchman, signing off.
Shining up from him like sunlight from the sky. Guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet relief. And every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.
Night. God bless, and the station will continue with a 24-hour loop. Signing off.